The Carte Blanche concert series concludes with a recital program presented by Music at Menlo's artistic directors, David Finkel and Wu Han, celebrating the breadth of the season's theme, resonance. I spoke with David a few weeks ago about the program that he and Wu Han have assembled for this occasion.
So after Wu Han and I had our arms twisted to present a whole Carte Blanche program on our own, we started thinking about how we could make a good recital program, but also one that would relate to the festival's theme of resonance. And we decided to look around the various subjects of our programs and see what in our repertoire for cello and piano could possibly relate. And the first thing that came to mind is a work that we've never played at the festival, the sonata by Richard Strauss, a very early work. He was about 17 years old. It's filled with youthful vigor and optimism, and I do think that the opening strains of this sonata are probably some of the most exuberant, energetic, and positive music that I have ever heard in my life. So that piece naturally fit into the category of music that is meant simply to be enjoyed. And then in thinking about the subject of spiritual intensity, spiritual reflection, probably no work that I have ever played comes closer to that than Messiaen's fantastic quartet for the End of Time. And in this great piece is a movement just for cello and piano. It is called Praise to the Eternity of Jesus, and it is one of the most transformative, hypnotic, and deeply spiritual pieces that I have ever heard or played. And no matter what your faith is, I doubt that you would fail to be moved and inspired to a higher plane of thinking and existence by hearing this music, which unfolds very slowly, but after a while becomes truly timeless. Then Wu Han volunteered very enthusiastically to play some Spanish music, and she's going to play some movements from a suite by Albéniz. And these movements are all about different places in Spain, but they are also dance-inspired, as much of Spanish music is. I think the infectious quality of Spanish dance is something that translates so beautifully into music. They're practically inextricable, these two art forms. So She will play a selection of pieces that not only fulfill the idea of transported to a different location through the sound of music, but also are inspired by the dance. And then I will return to the stage for a short piece by Alexander Glazunov, the Russian Romantic composer, whose music so spoke of the surroundings in which he lived in the end of 19th century Russia. It's a piece called The Song of a Minstrel, and it is very evocative of a place and a time when stories and traditions were handed down from one generation to another by wandering minstrels. So that will take us to the cold and beautiful plains of central Russia. And finally, to close the program, it was an easy choice in looking for a piece that was impassioned, because probably the most impassioned work in the cello literature is the sonata by Frédéric Chopin. It's an unusual work because Chopin did not write instrumental music except for piano. He wrote a little piece for the flute and the piano, I believe, but no other sonatas, no violin sonatas, no concertos for the violin, only concertos for piano, solo piano works, and this great sonata for cello, which he wrote at the end of his life. He was very sad. He was not in good health, and he poured his whole heart and soul into this piece for the cello. He had a very good friend who was a cellist, the cellist Franchomme, who was later a pallbearer at his own funeral. But this is a masterpiece for the instrument, and it taps on all the cello's innate qualities of humanity, of ability to sing, of ability to communicate in a very human way and in a very immediate way. It is a very turbulent work. The only moment of peace in it is the beautiful, short, slow movement. Rest of the movements speak of the turbulence of his life at that time when he was dying of consumption and when he had broken off his relationship with the writer George Sand. Program will finish on a triumphant but very, very impassioned note with the Chopin Sonata, and in this way, Wuhan and I hope to give an overview through the literature for cello and piano of the entire 10th season of Music at Menlo.
Audio Notes is authored and produced by Patrick Castillo and narrated by David Finkel, Wuhan, Patrick Castillo, and Isaac Thompson. Additional mastering is provided by Dahong Situ. Musical excerpts on this disc appear courtesy of the following artists and organizations: Claude Debussy's Premier Rhapsody, performed by Anthony McGill and Derek Hahn, and Olivier Messiaen's Abyss of the Birds, performed by Anthony McGill, and Praise to the Eternity of Jesus, performed by Colin Carr and Gilbert Kalish, appear courtesy of Music at Menlo Live. Francis Poulenc's Clarinet Sonata, performed by Anthony McGill and Gloria Chen, appears courtesy of the artists. Robert Schumann's romances for clarinet and piano are performed by clarinetist Karl-Heinz Steffens and pianist Karina Wisniewska, and appears courtesy of Tutor Zurich, Switzerland, www.tutor.ch. Carl Maria von Weber's Grand Duo Concertant, performed by James Campbell and Leonard Hokanson, appears courtesy of Marquee Classics. Robert Schumann's Minnespiel, performed by Hanno Müller-Brockmann and Graham Johnson, Hugo Wolf's Liederstrauss, performed by Stefan Gentz and Roger Vignoles, and Franz Liszt's Dante Sonata, performed by Leslie Howard, appear courtesy of Hyperion Records. Johannes Brahms's Unbefleckte Lauerluft, performed by Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau and Daniel Barenboim, Ludwig van Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 13 in E-flat, Opus 27 No. 1, performed by Emil Gilels, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Fantasia in C minor, K475, performed by Maria Joao Piresch, Leo Janáček's Violin Sonata, performed by Gidon Kramer and Martha Argerich, and Richard Strauss's Violin Sonata, performed by Gidon Kramer and Oleg Meisenberg, appear courtesy of Deutsche Grammophon, online at www.deutschegrammophon.com. Francis Poulenc's Five Poems of Max Jacob, performed by Felicity Lott and Pascal Roger, and Beethoven's Sonata for Violin and Piano in D Major, Opus 12, No. 1, performed by Henrik Schernick and Ingrid Hebler, are used courtesy of Decca Classics. Ned Roram's War Scenes, performed by Donald Graham and Eugene Isteman, appears courtesy of Phoenix Records. George Crumb's Night is performed by Jan de Gaetani and Gilbert Kalish, and appears courtesy of Bridge Records Incorporated, www.bridgerecords.com. Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek is performed by Keith Goldstein and appears courtesy of the artist. Alexander Scriabin's Piano Sonata No. 2 in G-sharp minor, Opus 19, Sonata Fantasy, performed by Albert II, appears courtesy of Centaur Records. Aaron Copland's Violin Sonata, performed by Elmar Oliveira and Robert Koenig, appears courtesy of Artec Records. Richard Strauss's Cello Sonata and Frederick Chopin's Cello Sonata are performed by David Finkel and Wuhan. Audio Notes is a copyrighted production of Artist-Led.